Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I am Dan Alexandru and I welcome you to another edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases. The Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases is organizing several events in the coming months to increase the awareness on rare diseases in Romania and to encourage the establishment of national registries for rare diseases and to improve access to care. Patient registries and databases are important tools to support research on rare diseases, to improve patient care, and to plan healthcare. They support data collection to provide sufficient samples for epidemiological or clinical research. They are also essential for assessing the feasibility of clinical trials, facilitating the planning of appropriate tests, and supporting patient enrollment in trials. They can also be used to evaluate the quality, safety, efficiency, and effectiveness of a treatment. Some countries have specific funding programs for rare diseases research. Countries with finalized or currently running specific calls for proposals, funding programs for rare diseases are Austria, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Many other countries support projects in the field of rare diseases through general funding programs for research. Several countries such as France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Spain also apply or have applied specific initiatives and incentives to encourage research in orphan medicinal products and innovative therapies at national level. The European Commission's directive from 2011 on the application of patients' rights in cross-border healthcare provides rules on patients' rights to access safe and good quality treatment in the European cross-border area and rules on reimbursement. The directive provides a solid basis for closer cooperation between national health authorities. Some provisions are addressed to rare diseases. Article 12 refers to a better collaboration between member states, including criteria and conditions for European reference networks and healthcare providers. The directive aims the identification of existing centers of expertise and encourages the voluntary participation of healthcare providers in European reference networks. Member states have very different approaches in organizing the centers of expertise within their health systems. Some countries have officially designated centers of expertise on rare diseases: France, Denmark, Spain, and the United Kingdom. Italy has designated centers of expertise on rare diseases at regional levels. Designation criteria vary from one country to another, and sometimes even from one region of a country to another. Even if these criteria are often consistent with EU CERT recommendations on quality criteria for centers of expertise and rare disease registries. Although pricing and reimbursement decisions are made exclusively at national level, member states are facing important and common challenges to ensure affordable and sustainable access to medicine for patients with unmet medical needs. Addressing these challenges can be even more difficult when a small number of patients are targeted, and the available treatments to address unmet medical needs are few and expensive, as is often the case of rare disease and orphan drugs. Today we are talking with Dorica Dan, who will tell us more about the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases and their activities. What events is the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases planning this autumn?
This autumn, National Alliance for Rare Disease Romania is preparing several events, like the conference on 3rd and 4th of September in Cluj, a conference called Fit for Rare, Fit for All. It is a conference dedicated to patients, professionals, and politicians involved, all the stakeholders involved in rare disease. Then we will have the Europlan conference in Zalău in 16-17 of November. And one week after Europlan conference, we have a conference, not a conference, a training course dedicated to journalists, the Rare Disease School for Journalists in Bucharest, 23rd to 25th of November. And finally, in December, we have we are planning a meeting in the Commission for Health from Senate and Chamber of Deputies in Bucharest, in the Palace of Parliament.
What is the goal of your events? Do you have a main strategy objective for these events?
All these events are dedicated to increase the awareness about rare disease in Romania. The goal of our events is to raise the awareness of rare disease at national level, to convince community professionals and politicians that patients with rare disease have special needs and we have to address all these needs, and to ensure the access to treatment for patients with rare disease. Of course, we have our main strategic objective for all our events this autumn, and it is to encourage the creation and the establishment of a national registry for patients with rare disease.
Tell us more about this event in early September in Cluj.
Our first event is organized in early September, 3rd to 4th of September in Cluj, and it is called Fit for Rare, Fit for All. The venue for this event is Opal Hotel. And the objectives of this conference are to present good practices models on access to treatment and rare disease patient registries from European level through inviting relevant persons from the field. And the second one is a selection of a common set of data for rare disease registries and proposal for collaboration for its implementation. Because patient registries and databases are important tools to support research on rare disease, to improve patient care and to plan healthcare better.
What is the target audience and who are the speakers at this conference?
The target audience for our conference in Cluj are patients with rare disease, professionals involved in care of patients with rare disease and diagnosis of rare disease, politicians from Commission for Health, national authorities, local authorities, and all stakeholders involved in diagnostic and care of patients with rare disease. We invited for this event speakers from national level. For instance, we have invited people involved in the National Council for Rare Disease. We invited national authorities to attend and professionals that are running centers of expertise in Romania and which joined to European reference networks. We invited the National Drug Agency. We also invited national authorities for disability people, disabled people, and we have invited international speakers. From the international speakers, we will have Domenica Taruscio, which is the director of ISS in Rome, and she is also responsible for National Registry for Rare Disease in Italy. Then we have Milan Macek. He is a geneticist. He was president of the European Society for Human Genetics, and he is involved in the Expert Center for Cystic Fibrosis in Czech Republic. Then we invited Teodora Castilia from Greece. She is the coordinator of the National Center for Rare Disease in Greece and the National Consortium for Genetic Data and Pharmacogenomics in Greece. And We invited from Eurordis, François Houillet, which is the director of Department of Information and Access to Treatments in Europe. He is representing Eurordis in the working groups at European Medical Agency, and he is the co-president of Stakeholders Forum at UNETA. Also, we will have a speaker from Japan. She is Eriko Matsumoto from Translational Research Informatics Center in Kobe, Japan. She is involved in building a global relationship on rare disease and increase the awareness in Japan.
I am Dan Alexandra, and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Noro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.